Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. We have an exciting week of programs ready to go. Today, we begin a brand new series learning about the mantle of Elijah. Nationally known researcher George Barna will be here Wednesday examining the latest data and information revealing how to raise spiritual champions. Avi Lipkin will share the latest update from Israel, and we'll have important updates on our ministry outreaches in the prisons and in the country of Pakistan. This outstanding week of programs is made possible because of you. So thank you for your prayers and financial support. When you purchase a book or DVD, you are supporting the ongoing work of Watchmen on the Wall and Southwest Radio Ministries.
We're excited to bring you another classic teaching from Reverend J.R. Church. This one is on the Jewish prayer shawl, the Tallit. And J.R. Church walks us from the beginning of the Bible all the way to the end to explore the teaching about the prayer shawl. The title of this presentation is Elijah's Mantle. Now, this was recorded before a live audience at a prophecy conference presentation. The DVD of this, where you can see J.R. Church and he refers to the Tallit as he has one in his hands. This DVD presentation is available in its full length from our ministry. You can order your copy today by calling us at 1-800-652-1144 or by visiting us online at swrc.com. The item is called Elijah's Mantle. Now, J.R. Church is going to begin in the book of Numbers, and we're going to journey with him throughout the Old Testament. So let's join Reverend J.R. Church and hear what he had to say about the Jewish prayer shawl.
First, God says in Numbers 15:38 to Moses, "Speak unto the children of Israel and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all of the commandments of the Lord and do them." If you'll notice, this is a garment woven without seam throughout. It sometimes in the Bible is called a vesture, a cloak, a napkin, a tent, a handkerchief. Various Greek words try to describe this Jewish word for tallit. But this is the prayer shawl that God told Moses to have the people make and for the men to wear when they stand to pray. And every morning around the camp of Israel, when the huge tent in the middle of the camp became the centerpiece and the focus of all the Jewish men, when at the rising of the sun, every man was to stand in front of his tent, not the tent in which he lived, but his tallit tent, as he stood to pray at the time of the morning sacrifice. He believed that by faith, what was happening in the center of the camp at the brazen altar, when the priesthood sacrificed the morning sacrifice, and the Shekinah glory that dwelt in the Holy of Holies was taking place inside of him, because he became a temple of God. It was a Jew named Paul who wrote, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of God, the Holy Spirit?" And so this prayer shawl represents a miniature tabernacle. You see, the tabernacle in the center of the camp was a fine white twine, a white fine twine linen with blue borders. And these fringes, well, you could see those along the sides of the tent. They were the cords staked down to the ground to keep the wind from blowing it away. This became then the prayer shawl of the Jews. It's called a tallit. Now, on the four corners, of course, along each side are the fringes or the tzitzits, but in the four corners, there is a special tzitzit. There are four of them in each of the four corners of this garment. There are a series of loops and knots here that spell out Yud, He, Vav, He. That is the ineffable name, the unutterable, unpronounceable name of God. Yud, He, Vav, He. Some have called it Yahweh. Some call it Jehovah. But it is actually the unpronounceable name of God. For there are no vowels in the Hebrew alphabet, only consonants. And this unutterable name was pronounced 10 times on the Day of Atonement by the high priest. It was a special ceremony they went through. Yahweh, is that what it's pronounced? Well, I don't know. Maybe that's close. I don't have any aversion to pronouncing the name of God, though the Jews do to this very day. It is still the ineffable name. It is still the unutterable name. When you see them in the Jewish writings write God, they write it G-D. And when you see they write the name Lord, it's L-R-D. They do not pronounce the name. In fact, they feel they have an invocation against it when it says, "Take not the name of the Lord thy God in vain." And they fear pronouncing the ineffable name, lest they take it in vain. And so the name of God, Yahweh, maybe so. But this is the prayer shawl used then as they would pray. He says, "It shall be unto you for a fringe and ribbons of blue, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments." For you see, not only does these loops and knots here take care of spelling the ineffable name, when you put all four of them together, which a Jew does, by the way, when he stands to pray, if you were to go to Jerusalem before the Western Wall, you would see that they wrap these tzitzits around their hands and caress and kiss them and pronounce the great Hashem in Deuteronomy 6. You know, "Hear, O Lord, hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, soul, mind, and strength, and remember all his commandments." Well, you see, all the commandments are wrapped up in these series of loops and knots, 613 commandments, and the numerical value is right here in these four tzitzits. It became the custom of the Jews to, when praying for their sick, to place the prayer shawl over the body of their sick when praying for them. When a Jewish man dies, his head is covered in his tallit. Because you see, this temple right here, and it's not called a temple for nothing, you understand. This temple here is to be covered by the tallit. For inside this temple dwells the Holy of Holies. And the Holy Spirit of God will come in resurrection power one day and raise that body from the dead. Well, this is where it will come. That's why they put their little temples or tallits over the head of their dead and bury them. And by the way, this is a holy garment, and therefore it cannot touch a dead body. So when a Jew is buried, he is buried first in a shroud, and then this is placed over his head separately. And on the day of resurrection, then, the Holy Spirit of God, or resurrection power, will come and raise that Jew from the dead. So this became, from the Mosaic law, the prayer shawl of the Jews, to represent that each person was a temple, and each one had a holy of holies, and the Shekinah, glory of God, dwelt in that person, according to Judaism. Do you remember when they came to Sinai? Balaam was told by Balak, king of Moab, to go and place a curse upon the Jewish people. In Numbers chapter 24, Balaam goes up onto the top of Pisgah, and he looks down at the camp below, and he sees the tabernacle. I think it's probably the time of the morning oblation. And every Jew is standing in front of his tent. He looks down upon the camp of Israel, and he sees a sea of white tallits. And he sees the giant tallit of the tabernacle in the center of the camp. Now, this white fine twine linen in the center of the camp had three more coverings on top of it, and they in themselves have certain things to represent. But the tabernacle itself, the Mishkan, was covered with a giant tallit. They rediscovered this ancient blue dye, and today God is turning their night back into day. He's turning their black back into blue. "How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts." Psalm 84, verse 1. So Balaam came to the top of Pisgah, and he looked down, and he saw the tabernacle, and he saw three tribes to the south and three tribes to the north. He saw three tribes to the west and three tribes to the east in the form of a cross. And he said in Numbers 24, verse 5, "How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel." He saw these prayer shawls on the shoulders of all the men who stood at the time of the morning prayers.
This is all fascinating teaching about the Jewish prayer shawl from the late Reverend J.R. Church. And you can pick up your copy of this presentation. The DVD is entitled Elijah's Mantle. Order your copy by calling us at 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. or visit us online at swrc.com. That's swrc.com, and just search for Elijah's Mantle. You'll see this DVD from the late Reverend J.R. Church. Now, J.R. Church was probably best known for founding Prophecy in the News, and we are excited to be gospel partners in ministry with the Prophecy in the News ministry. That's why we can bring you some of the classic information and programming from Reverend J.R. Church. And we include an article from him in every new edition of the Prophecy in the News magazine. We encourage you to subscribe to the magazine by calling us at 1-800-652-1144 or by visiting prophecyinthenews.com. That's prophecyinthenews.com. And you can subscribe for the magazine there. Plus, we have a lot of great J.R. Church content forthcoming, and we are excited to continue to bring you these resources. And Reverend J.R. Church is going to continue in this teaching by introducing us to Elijah's mantle.
Well, do you remember Elijah had a mantle? Elijah wore a tallit. Now, his tallit, of course, was made of camel's hair. It was kind of rough. In fact, in the 2 Kings chapter 1, the king sent out some men to look for Elijah, and they came back, and they said, "I think we found them." And he said unto them, "What manner of man was he which came up to meet you?" This is verse 7. "And told you these things." Verse 8, "And they answered, he was an hairy man, and girt about with a girdle of leather about his loins." And he said, "It is Elijah the Tishbite." Now, this hairy man doesn't mean that he had a lot of hair. It meant that he wore a tallit made out of camel's hair. And he also wore a priestly leather girdle. Elijah's mantle, made of camel's hair. Well, you remember when he went down to Sinai in 1 Kings chapter 19 and stood in the cave, and the Lord passed by, and the Bible says here in verse 13, "And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave." He put this over his head, as was the custom of the Jews when they pray. And he stood there, and God spoke to him and said, "Go call Elisha to take your place, because I'm going to take you home to heaven alive in a fiery chariot." And so in verse 19, he departed thence and found Elijah the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he with the 12th, and Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. When Elijah put his mantle upon the shoulders of Elisha, Elisha knew what it meant. He burned the plows, sacrificed the oxen, and went off to be the servant of Elijah. Well, the Bible tells us that it came time for Elijah to go home to heaven, so they went down to Jericho and spoke to the school of the prophets down there, to all the kid preachers. And he must have preached on the rapture, because they came around and said to Elisha, "You better stay here with us. Your master's going home to heaven in a fiery chariot today." And verse 5 says of chapter 2 of 2 Kings, "The sons of the prophets were at Jericho came to Elisha and said, 'Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today?' And he answered, 'Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace.' And Elijah said unto him, 'Tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan.' And he," that is Elisha, "said, 'As the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee.' And the two went on. And 50 of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by the Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, and the two went over on dry ground." That means that he took the mantle by the four corners wherein are contained the tzitzits with the ineffable name of God. He wrapped it up and he smote the banks of the Jordan River, and the water parted back and they walked across on dry ground. Now, Elijah had said, "Elisha, you better stay back with those kid preachers." Elisha said, "Nope, I'm going with you." They went up on the top of Mount Nebo, the same place where Moses had seen the and then died. And up on top of Mount Nebo, along this mountain range, as they went from Jericho east and up to the top of that mountain, the Bible says that it came to pass, as they went on and talked, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them asunder. And Elijah went up in a whirlwind into heaven. But on their way up there, Elijah said, "By the way, why are you going with me? What do you want anyway? What do you want out of me?" And Elisha said, "I want a double portion of your spirit and power." Elijah said, "Well, if you're with me when I'm taken, it shall be so. But if not, no deal." As they were going up and approached the top of that mountain, Elisha saw that fiery chariot, and he cried. Verse 12, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. But I want you to notice what happened. As Elijah was on his way up, evidently he took off that priestly leather girdle and the camel's hair tallit, and he threw them back on the ground to give Elisha a double portion of his spirit and power. The Bible says here that he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. So there were all those kid preachers from the school of the prophets on the other side watching with bated breath as Elisha went back all by himself. He stood there on the east side of the bank of the Jordan River, and he said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And he smote the bank of the Jordan River just as Elijah had done before him, and the waters parted back, and Elisha walked back across on dry ground. And all the prophets knew from that day forward that Elisha bore the spirit and power of Elijah. Double portion? Double portion? Hey, check the scriptures. You will find out that Elisha performed exactly twice as many miracles recorded as did Elijah. Twice as many. God gave him a double portion of his spirit and power. Well, you know, Elijah went home alive in a fiery chariot. But Elisha, he died. Eventually, that man of God passed on like other men. One miracle shy of double. During each of their lifetimes, Elijah had raised a 12-year-old boy from the dead. Now, our scripture tells us that he laid himself down upon the child. Well, please understand, you can't lay yourself down on a dead body. That's not kosher. But if he used his mantle to between the two as an insulation, if you please, and he could put his hands upon the hands of the child and his mouth upon the mouth of the child and pray and breathe into him, and he came to life. He, according to Jewish tradition, he used the mantle to cover the body and wrap the tzitzits around the hands of that child. As he then prayed for that child, the child came to life. Not only did Elijah do this, but Elisha as well, during his ministry, raised a 12-year-old boy in the same manner from the dead.
Friends, we'll have to jump in right there. We'll put a bookmark there, and we'll join again tomorrow. Again, you can order the DVD of this teaching. It's called Elijah's Mantle. You can call us at 1-800-652-1144 or visit swrc.com. Join us again tomorrow as we continue in this classic teaching from Reverend J.R. Church.
Part 2 of J.R. Church's teaching on Elijah's mantle is coming up on our next program. The complete presentation by J.R. Church is available on DVD. The Prophecy of Elijah's Mantle is a compelling message about biblical references to the Jewish prayer shawl. J.R. Church helps you learn about Elijah's mantle, John the Baptist's coat of camel's hair, and the vesture of Christ upon which Roman soldiers gambled. Follow the theme from the Old Testament book of Numbers into the book of Revelation to view the return of Christ. Order the Prophecy of Elijah's Mantle DVD today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can order online, swrc.com. Dr. Larry Spargimino has an important update on the school many of you support in Pakistan, sharing details on the recent successes and the challenges taking place. Here is Dr. Spargimino.
Pastor Victor Samuel is with us on the line. We're going to get an update on the needs of Grace Charity School in Tobatek Singh, Pakistan. Hello, Pastor Victor. Good to visit with you.
Hello, Pastor Larry. And the same year, I'm so excited to be with you all as well.
Amen. Well, may God be with you in your ministry. You know, we pray the blessings of God upon you. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And that's our wish for you, for the school, for the teachers, and for your family. I know you have all been under a lot of pressure since October the 7th with the conflict in Gaza. How are you doing? And how are the students doing? Are the students frightened? I'm sure there's a lot of anger. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yes, as you all know that our region is currently in the grip of war, but thankfully there is no war in Pakistan, thank God. But because of the war, we as Christians are facing a lot of difficulties, and you can understand that this is just because we are faithful and we know that we are Christians and we have so much tensions here, just being a people of Lord. Another thing is because of this war, inflation is very high.
Right.
For Christians who don't have much work, especially at the Bricklands, they are the mostly, they are the ones who are the victims because of this war.
Yeah.
It's because of the inflation, and you guys can't even imagine that even the basic things of daily routine are out of reach for them.
Right, right. Well, the same thing is true in America. There's a lot of fear because people think, well, maybe we're going to have World War III, what's going to happen, and so forth. And so I'm speaking to our audience now. I'm sure with the economy in America being what it is, it's very difficult. I know the giving has been very, very down, very low, but we have a wonderful school in Toba Tek Singh, Pakistan, and also a campus about 40 miles away. The work has to go on. These boys and girls are so precious. They are learning how to read, write, learning computers, learning science, hygiene, learning their language, and also learning English. So we have some special needs. And of course, we are doing this program to let you know of the needs that the school has. Now, Pastor Victor, I know you are in a building project to expand the facilities at Grace Charity School. You need $38,000 to complete the project. So tell us why you need to complete this project. Why are you expanding the facilities? What's going on there? And tell us about the great need and why we are seeking to raise this money.
Yes, sir. As you all know that we have started building this another campus in Toba Tek Singh. We are grateful for your all support. And now, since the work is going on, but unfortunately we are out of funds, we are about to build the first floor roof foot of the campus. Unfortunately, because we do not have funds, and as you all know that things are very crazy here, and the fear is there. We stopped the work, of course, because we do not have funds. I have been requesting Pastor Larry, and he has been letting everybody know there that the need, about the need, and we do not have even the main gate at the campus, and we are afraid that what if some terrorists or evil people do some bad things and they hide themselves there in the building. That can cause really a big issue and big problem for me, for my family, for the school, even for the community. So we are afraid. Another thing is that things are getting very expensive each day, like bricks and whatever we need to construct the first floor roof and stairs and all other walls. I shall be very grateful if you guys can help us to complete this project.
Amen.
So many children from Bricklands can come and study there.
Well, friends, you've heard the appeal, and like I say, we are well aware of the financial situation in America, and we know some can't give much, but God knows your heart, and so I would request that you would pray exactly what the Lord would have you to give to this wonderful work in Pakistan. It's Grace Charity School, wonderful group of teachers. They've been so dedicated, sometimes we can't even pay them, but they're still sticking with it. You can make your donations to Grace Charity School. Send the donations to Southwest Radio Church, 3620 Highway 390. That's 3620 Highway 390 in Bluff City, Tennessee, 37618. If you would like to write to me directly and have maybe you have some questions about the work in Pakistan, my email is larry@swrc.com. Pastor Victor, just tell me a little bit about how your health is doing. I know you've been under a lot of pressure because of the war in Gaza, but also the teachers from time to time, they've not been paid. You have a building that's incomplete. How is your health doing?
The last few days, I have been under a lot of pressure, and as I've been writing your emails, I had the high blood pressure, and also my diabetes was so high because of the stress on my, you know, when you can't pay the teachers, the dedicated teachers who work so hard the whole month. I know that Pastor Larry tries his level best, and Southwest are trying to raise funds, but you know, it's not their fault. But I know the situation everywhere, even in America and Pakistan, the financially is very down. I understand, but I have been really sick. But praise the Lord, I'm feeling a little better today, and I'm thankful for Pastor Larry's prayers and yours prayers.
Right. Well, we're glad for that. And I know you and I write to each other on a regular basis. We pray together. I just love you, love your family, wonderful Christian family, your wife Sophia and your children. And so, friends, this is a spiritual battle. It really is, because the forces of darkness do not want these boys and girls to learn that Jesus Christ loves them. And the forces of darkness don't want these young people to become successful. They are learning to have a job, to communicate in Urdu and also in English. They're so wonderful. They have their work. We have a science lab, computer lab for them. Wonderful opportunities. And the thing I love about Pastor Victor, the local officials in Tobatek Singh are very, very friendly to the work. And Victor does a lot of public relations. I think that's so very important. So, Victor, we praise the Lord for you. And friends, remember your donation to Southwest Radio Church, 3620 Highway 390, Bluff City, Tennessee, 37618. Pastor Victor, thank you so much for being with us. And friends, please pray for Pastor Victor and for the work in Pakistan.
The Prophecy of Elijah's Mantle is a compelling message about biblical references to the Jewish prayer shawl. Order the Prophecy of Elijah's Mantle DVD today when you call 1-800-652-1144. J.R. Church helps you learn about Elijah's Mantle. Tomorrow, J.R. Church will continue his look at the prophecy of Elijah's Mantle. So be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit SWRC.com.